Rav Nachaydish, we covered the Yartzeit of Rivka of Rachel Imenu. We'll talk a little bit about the Mid of Tznius. Rav Saul Salanter went to a place, a summer place, to rest up, and a relative of the Taisis Yontif, an Enoch of the Taisis Yontif, had heard that Saul Salanter was in that place, and he had a cousin there, so he wrote him to find out about the Hanhagas of Saul Salanter. So when he wrote him, he said that one of the biggest Gedolim is there, Saul Salanter. Can you tell me about his Hanhaga? So the man was in the same place as Rav Saul was, but he did not know that it was Rav Saul Salanter. Rav Saul Salanter wore a regular suit. He did not come in any gabayim. He didn't give brachas. He didn't tell anybody who he was. And in fact, since Rav Saul Salanter lived way over 120 years ago, at that time when people had a get chicken to eat, they would take the chicken to the sheichet. So it was a man that he knew whose name was Yisrael, and he asked the man, and they took turns every week who's going to take the chicken to the sheichet, a little further away. And he asked Yisrael finally where he's from, and he discovered that it indeed was Rav Saul Salanter, but he was so tsanua in his actions that not from his davening, not from his dress, not from anything that he did, can you tell that he was one of the great gedolim of Klal Yisrael at the time. This is an unusual madrega in tznius, which is something that none of us can aspire to be like Rav Saul Salanter. But the message of this Hanhaga that he had was such that he had zero reason to attract any attention to himself and to make himself choshev in anybody's eyes. He was totally happy being a regular private citizen, regular in all his hanhagas. And that's how he carried himself throughout his life. What is the yesod of a person that gets to the mid of tznius in hanhagas hachaim, of where they don't stand that at all, and even though his davening is special and his learning was special, it was all hidden? Does a person reach any small level of living life b'tznius the way Rav Saul Salanter did? And the answer is that if a person understands that the only thing in life that really, really counts, the only thing that counts, is Tamim Tiyem Hashem L'Kecha. You be complete with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Your actions are important only to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Any chesed that you do, any hatava to another person, any special thing, doesn't have to be shared with anyone. This is such a hard madrega to reach, and we can't expect to never ever boast or never ever say about something good that we did. But if we realize that Kvod Hashem Hester Dover, Kavod of Ribbono Shel Olam, is when you keep things quiet, when you don't show anything, that only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows, that's the only thing that counts, it's the only thing that's important. And any maisa mitzvah that can be done quietly, without fanfare, without anybody knowing about it is the most laudable thing that a person can try to do at different times. But it takes cheshbon to realize that what's important in life is to do Ratzon Hashem. It's not important to impress people. It's not important for people to know about what we do. It's important to do the right things and to be with the Rabbeinu Shlomo in a way of where we don't need the accolades of others. There are exceptions, Mitzvah Shem, people that get married, parents, wives, husbands, have sometimes situations where they can be marba, hava in their own family by sharing something. But a person always has to make a shikor das. Am I sharing it for the accolades or am I sharing it for a te'elis to help somebody else? These are very, very high goals for us to have. And even though it's almost impossible to live fully such a lifestyle, but by setting our heights high and hearing about what great Gedolim really, really did and tried to do their lifetime, is so that if we have moments of Sata Dishmaya where we can do good things and not report it and not feel that we have to say it and realize that Rabbeinu Shlomo is mash of that. So that hanhag of tznius is something that Mitzvah Hashem, people become parents. If you don't even show your own children sometimes good things that you did, they will pick it up and by example and see that you really have that rutzen to just serve the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what we're here in this world for. That's chevasa b'olamai. That's what a person has to think about. And if we carry that to our hanhagas, to our dress, to our b'olam chaveiroi, and we try at different times to have a negia, a touching of greatness, like great people, by holding something in and not sharing it. Situations where there is no genuine need to do so. Then, the more actions you do that way, the more you become that type of person and the better person we can all become. So, true tznius is in every aspect of our lives. Abisha should help us that we should follow the ways of our avos and imos and look to do wonderful things for Yechidim and for the klal and try to the best of our ability to hide whatever we can from others and know that makes great purity to the Maisa. That's something that the Eibishter will reward us for. And the person himself, if we can practice that, will feel uplifted and have an inner happiness and serenity that serving the Rabbeinu Shlomo in that special way it could be. Hatzlacha rabba ad ma'od b'chol asher tifneh.